Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the great debate on question three, commonly known as the margins tax, officially known as the Teachers Education Initiative, in favor Lynn Warney against Karen Griffin. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. ProGroup provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. ProGroup prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
I'm Elisa Caffaretta, candidate for Reno City Council, and I want to talk about smart government.
Don't you mean small government?
Mother, smart government is focused on building an innovative, connected, and safe city.
Well, you should make it easier for people and cut the red tape.
Smart government is my plan to support tech startups and local businesses and to create jobs.
And what about controlling the city's budget?
That's what I'm saying. I'm Elisa Caffaretta. I'm asking for your vote for Reno City Council.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a debate today on question three, which is the education initiative, commonly known as the margins tax. And we have two great guests. Lynn Warney is representing the Education Initiative PAC, and Karen Griffin is representing the Coalition to Defeat the Margin Tax Initiative.
Mouthful.
I think it says it all. Karen, you get to go first with 60 seconds to explain your position.
Thanks so much for the time and the opportunity, Sam. You know, the margin tax is a deeply flawed tax proposal that does nothing to guarantee additional funds for education. What we know it would do is damage the economy. We would lose thousands of jobs. One report says that about 9,000 jobs would be lost if the margin tax were to pass in November. We know we would see higher things for everything that Nevadans buy, things like food, clothing, utilities, rents would be increased, childcare costs would go up. Even the cost of health care could rise as a result of the margin tax. This proposal is so deeply flawed that it doesn't even exempt Medicaid and Medicare reimbursement payments, which are already well below the cost of care. That means we could see access to care issues here in the state of Nevada, and folks that are on Medicaid and Medicare could see fewer doctors accepting new patients. Not only that, this is about an $80 million increase to Nevada's healthcare industry in terms of taxes.
Okay, I got to call time on you there. Lynn, your opening statement.
Well, you know, Nevada's never had a dedicated funding source for K-12 education, and it's time that we get one. So over 150,000 Nevadans agreed with me and the Nevada State Education Association, and we moved this initiative forward. Our kids need to be put on a square level footing as the rest of their peers around the country. Nevada ranks last in what the state pays towards its students' education. So with a dedicated funding source, we'll at least be able to have a secure and predictable source of revenue for our K-12 schools. It's been proven, unlike many of the claims Karen has put out, that investing in public education in the state is the key to seeing economic diversity and growth.
All right, so I want to throw the first question to you, Lynn, and let you respond to Karen's opening statement. Do you believe that 9,000 jobs will be lost, that, you know, Medicare and Medicaid will be affected in the state?
Oh, on the contrary. First of all, we haven't seen any of the proof that Medicare or anything will be affected of the sort. In fact, what this margins tax does is go after the largest corporations that operate in the state of Nevada, which is only about 13 of the corporations that make $1 million or more will actually see an impact by the margins tax.
Okay. Karen, you want to respond to that?
Yes, absolutely. $1 million in revenue is the threshold with which businesses would actually be impacted by the margin tax. So if you hit $1,001,000 in revenue, you would be subject to this tax on your entire revenue, regardless of ability to pay. $1 million is not a lot of revenue for a business. In fact, thousands of businesses here in the state of Nevada that would be impacted by the margin tax are actually small businesses, your neighborhood coffee shops and restaurants. These are people in our communities, people that we know, and small business owners throughout our state that would be hurt by the margin tax. Beyond that, we do know that Medicaid and Medicare reimbursement payments are not exempt from the margin tax. So because those costs are already, or those payments are already well below the cost of care here in Nevada, those doctors would be taxed on payments that they receive that are already below the cost of the care that they are, that they're giving.
Lynn, I'm going to give you a chance to a 30-second rebuttal if you'd like.
Well, with the $1 million and one threshold, that's what we all face in taxation. You know, $1 million threshold is very large. It's larger than 87% of the businesses in this state bring in total revenue. So this is the very largest corporations operating in the state.
Karen, one of the things that Lynn raised was a dedicated fund for education, a funding source at least for education. What are your thoughts about that and the fact that the legislature has never really acted upon that in recent years?
You know, I understand the frustration of the Nevada State Education Association, and I understand why they put this on the ballot. I think they had really good intentions. Unfortunately, they started out with a blank sheet of paper, and what they came up with is deeply flawed and very costly. Again, you know, we've talked about a dedicated source of education, but the margin tax initiative does not guarantee additional funds for education here in this state. We do know that thousands of jobs would be lost, that the economy would be impacted, that we would see economic development here in the state of Nevada stifled as a result of the margin tax. Those are just some of the reasons that it deserves a no vote. You know, this is really a roll of the dice that we may see a bit of additional funding for education, maybe, but we do know how bad it would hurt our economy.
Lynn, you want to rebut that?
What we do know from a study that was produced out of UNLV is that thousands of jobs will be produced by this. Not only that, we have additional studies that say an investment in your public education system in a state will lead to economic diversity, stability, and growth. If you look around the nation, you look at states that have invested in their education system, they have recovered faster from the economic downturn of 2008. Nevada has yet to fully recover.
Okay, and we're going to take a break, and we'll have much more on the margins tax debate when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I am Keith Tierney, candidate for Washoe County Judge. It's time to elect a judge from our community with broad experience and sound discretion. I've been practicing here for 30 years. I've had my own firm, and I was the United States Bankruptcy Trustee. I founded Civil Rights for Seniors, helping them fight wrongful foreclosures and helping seniors and their families address end-of-life decisions. Remember to go down the ballot and vote for Keith Tierney.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. Let's get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our debate on question three, the education initiative, commonly known as the margins tax, with Lynn Warney and Karen Griffin. One of the things that's raised, Lynn, is that this will raise about $800 million a year, which would go to the distribution account for the schools. But the legislators could take that money out of the distribution account and use that money that was originally in there for other purposes, and therefore there would be no net gain in terms of education. Your thoughts on that?
Again, just a hypothetical situation. Just on the flip side of that, the legislature could put in additional funds as well. What this will do is provide a dedicated funding source for our schools, and the legislature is the one that is charged with those appropriations. We're growing that pot larger by dedicating this $800 million annually for our schools, so they have an opportunity to actually grow it rather than shrink it.
Okay, Karen, same question to you.
Well, first of all, you know, Lynn is on the record on several different newspaper articles as saying that really this doesn't guarantee additional funds for education, which is 100% accurate. And as recently as 2009, with the room tax diversion in Washoe and Clark counties, you know, that money was supposed to be dedicated to education, but we have never once in those 5 years seen those monies actually increase the state's education fund. And that's the same sort of situation that we would very likely see with the margin tax. That's one of the reasons it deserves a no vote.
Lynn, you want to rebut that?
Well, the room tax money does still go to education. And if Karen recalls, during the legislative session in which it was instituted, it was to go into the general fund first and then into the education budget, which is where it now goes.
Karen, you know, the rap on Nevada is that Nevada has never adequately funded its worst, quote, worst in the nation schools. Your thoughts on that?
You know, we need to fix our education system here in Nevada, Sam. I'm the mom of two kids. I want my kids to get a good education. Unfortunately, the margin tax initiative is not the answer. It's deeply flawed. It's very costly. It does not guarantee additional education funds. But we do know that thousands of jobs would be lost. You know, a little bit earlier, Lynn referenced a UNLV study. What that UNLV study says is that in the first 2 years, about 14,000 private sector jobs would be lost, although, and the jobs that would be created would actually be public sector jobs. So we would be losing private sector jobs to gain public sector jobs, and public sector jobs are not what grow our economy.
Okay, Lynn, you want a chance to rebut that?
We are going to see job growth. And we're going to see our kids receive the education that they deserve so they can compete with their peers around this country.
Glenn Cook, in an article in the Las Vegas Review-Journal last weekend, and this is directed at Lynn, said that the reason that the NSCA moved towards the education initiative was because the partly out of rage over the relatively minor education reforms, changes to tenure, layoff criteria, and teacher evaluations passed as part of a 2011 budget deal that preserved education funding amid the economic downturn. How do you respond to that?
Oh, that's completely false. At that time, I was the Nevada State Education Association president, and what we did is we moved forward a portion of the Democrats' tax package that year and turned it into an initiative, a package that I should mention was supported by both sides of the aisle, as well as businesses around the state, some of our largest industries, in fact. That was what moved forward. had nothing to do with the reforms. In fact, we supported and helped craft the language for those reforms. So that's not correct.
Okay, same question to you, Karen.
You know, I can't speak for what happened then. I wasn't at the legislature that year, and I wasn't involved in those conversations. I know that the proposal that is before Nevada voters in November deserves a no vote. You know, we can talk a whole lot about the teacher jobs that could possibly be created if the margin tax were to pass in November, but we know that thousands of Nevadans that are currently working would lose their jobs. And those folks, I can't imagine them miraculously becoming teachers all of a sudden. So this deserves a no vote because of the loss of those jobs. It deserves a no vote because of the higher consumer costs. It deserves a no vote because it doesn't exempt health care or Medicaid and Medicare reimbursement payments. You know, in order to protect Nevada's economy and protect Nevada jobs, those are some of the reasons that this deserves a no vote.
Lynn, you want a chance to rebut that?
Well, you know, Karen gives the same apocalyptic prophecies that her large corporations that fund her to be here, you know, have said now for years. They have never come to fruition. In fact, this is what we need to do for the state. It's a failed ideology, and it's one that we need to turn down. So, yes, we need to see question three passed in November.
I just want to follow up with you. Karen is talking about this great loss of jobs. Do you believe that that's true?
No. In fact, our study has shown that, no, there will be jobs created. And what she's teasing out of the UNLV report is definitely being taken out of isolation. No, the same predictions were made when the modified business tax came to pass. That never, you know, no businesses shuttered their doors for it, and there were no loss of jobs. Same predictions from the same group over the minimum wage. Same predictions this time. The accountability and the deep flaw is the fact that their group has no answer to how to fund education in this state.
Okay, and I give you a chance to rebut as well.
You know, that's simply not true. The margin tax initiative is, on average, the equivalent of about a 15% corporate income tax rate. You know, here in Nevada, we call California a high tax state. California's corporate income tax rate is 8.8%. So question three would be nearly double California's corporate income tax rate. And it would make Nevada the fourth or fifth highest tax states for business in the nation, depending on how you look at it, what metric you use.
Okay, I'm going to have you pause there and give you a chance if you want to rebut that.
Well, I'll
in terms
say,
of the highest tax rate.
I would say that if you look at the state of California, you look at the state of Texas, where this margins tax was modeled after, those states are growing leaps and bounds over the state of Nevada because of their investment in education.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll come back one more segment here discussing the margins tax on Nevada Newsmakers.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Question 1 creates a new court of appeals in Nevada at almost no cost to taxpayers. While child custody cases take years to resolve, victims of crime wait too long for closure, and businesses are forced to consider states where courts work faster. Our Supreme Court is required to hear prisoner complaints about food choices and clothing options. Our system is clogged and getting worse. Nevadans deserve access to justice, but justice delayed is justice denied. Vote yes on question 1.
Thinking of selling your home? Marshall Realty has solutions for you.
Our aggressive marketing plan will assure you the results that you want. Call me today at 473-1055.
When it comes to enforcing the law and keeping families safe, the last thing we can afford is a mistake by an inexperienced lawyer. A lawyer like Adam Laxalt. In a performance review, Laxalt's firm called him a train wreck. His work, sloppy. They concluded he doesn't even have the basic skill set to be a lawyer. In fact, Laxalt has never even tried a case in Nevada. And now he wants to be our attorney general? Adam Laxalt, dangerously inexperienced.
I'm workers' comp attorney Jay Short. I grew up on a family farm, and I know the value of hard work. I also know how devastating an on-the-job injury can be. Trusting the right workers' compensation lawyer can make all the difference in getting you and your family back on your feet. At my office, workers' compensation is all we do. We've been helping Nevada's injured workers for over 20 years. We'd like to help you.
If you've been hurt on the job, call Attorney Jay Short at 786-2006. Work comp is all we do.
Thinking of selling your home? Marshall Realty has a no-hassle guarantee.
If you don't love my service, fire me at any time. My only job is for you to see the results you want. Call me today at 473-1055.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation and mini debate on the margins tax, question three on the ballot, with Lynn Warney and Karen Griffin. And I wanted to use Glenn Cook's article as another reference point for this interview. He says that if question three is approved, it will create thousands of teaching jobs. But he says the truth of the matter is the Clark County School District doesn't have the building capacity or the capital funding necessary to expand full-day kindergarten or reduce elementary school sizes. And question three specifically forbids the use of margin tax money to build new schools. The system can't hire thousands of new teachers without thousands of new classrooms. Besides, the union's priority, in his words, is not to hire new teachers, but to give existing teachers pay raises with no nexus to performance. How do you respond to Mr.
Well, what you're looking at is, particularly in Clark County, a school district that hasn't even been able to staff the classrooms that it's got now. It's been unable to recruit the necessary teachers. But on top of that, they have been able to staff less than 100% because that's the way they've been able to balance the budget. Because the state of Nevada has funded its public schools so poorly that the districts realize what they call vacancy savings and leave those classrooms not filled with the number of teachers. For example, at my school, we should have one more teacher in fourth grade and another in sixth grade because their classrooms are now overflowing with over 30 students, which is not the optimal number for an elementary classroom.
Okay, Karen, same question to you.
The things that Lynn is talking about are not acceptable. We need to fix those things. And I think that's one of the things that Lynn and I agree on. But the margin tax initiative doesn't guarantee a fix. It doesn't guarantee additional funds for education. And beyond that, Sam, you did talk about capital improvements. And this money goes into the state's distributive school account. Unfortunately, that money can't be used to build schools, to build new classrooms, to get kids out of you know, mobile classrooms. That money can't be used for infrastructure. So it doesn't fix some of the problems here in Washoe County, specifically regarding schools and fixing schools.
Okay, and then you want to rebut
that? But what it does do is it puts money into the Washoe County education budget and frees up monies that would be in another area of the Washoe County budget that's being dedicated towards resources, teachers, et cetera, that can then be put into capital improvements and the revitalization of some of our very aging and falling down schools that we've got here.
Karen, you want to respond to that?
You know, that would be great if that happened, but that's just pie in the sky. We don't know that it would ever increase education funding here in the state of Nevada. You know, I think Lynn probably has some really great ideas about what fixes she'd like to see in education and in her school specifically and in Washoe County. Unfortunately, the margin tax does not guarantee that any of those fixes would be made. Certainly, we need to do something to fix education here in the state of Nevada. You know, some people say that's more money, some people say that's reforms, and some people believe it's a combination of both. But the margin tax won't fix it. There's no guarantee it would increase education funding, and even if it does go to increase education funding, there is no plan for how that money would be spent. So we don't know if it would ever get down to the kids in the classroom.
Lynn, rebut that?
You know, they talk about no plan. They have no plan. Their fix has been to come and, you know, move forward a set of, you know, reforms that address an evaluation that a teacher might receive. It does nothing to, you know, do with the kids three on a microscope in high school trying to pass a high school proficiency exam. So no plan, no accountability. It's deeply flawed.
Okay, and we come to the point here where you each have 30 seconds to sum up here. So Lynn, you'd like to go first.
You know, over 150,000 Nevadans agree with us that it's time that we find a dedicated source of revenue for our K-12 schools in this state. They're tired of watching the wrangling in Carson City and the constipation that has cost our kids dearly in being able to move out of high school with a square footing, whether they're going to college or careers. It's time that we come up with a dedicated funding source for our K-12 schools, and the largest corporations in this state need to step up and pay their fair share. We're talking about the largest 13% of the businesses in the state of Nevada need to do what they can for our kids so they receive their fair share.
Okay, Karen, you have the last 30 seconds.
Question three does nothing to guarantee additional funds for education. We do know that it would hurt small business. Thousands of Nevadans would lose their jobs. We would see higher consumer costs for things like food, clothing, utilities, rents, health care. Again, Medicaid and Medicare reimbursement payments are not even exempt from question three. Those are already well below the cost of care here in the state of Nevada. We all want to fix education here in the state, but question three is not the answer. It does a whole lot of damage, and it's a roll of the dice that we may ever see.
Okay, I got to call time on you here. We're out of time. Thank you both very much. Karen Griffin with the Coalition to Defeat the Margin Tax Initiative and Lynn Warney with the Education Initiative PAC. Thank you both very much for being here.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
Insurance companies will try to undercut you, knowing full well you're entitled to more. We have the experience. We know the law. We get results.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
If you dare to compare, you'll find that the prices on our jewelry, all our jewelry, including diamonds, are lower at Capital City Loans than any other pawn shop in Nevada.
Holy moly!
We're the pawn store with the lowest rates in Nevada. Other stores have raised their rates, and we're the only pawn store that actually security seals our jewelry loans. So you know that nobody was able to mess with it. So why waste your time thinking you'll get a better deal anywhere else? Because there is only one.
Capital City Loans, where you get more, a lot more for your money.
It's Operation Elimination at Carson City Jeep. Our mission? To eliminate every remaining 2014 Jeep with the best offers of the year. During the Jeep Celebration event, you can get a new Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited for only $37,500. And a Jeep Wrangler 4x4 is only $28,000. Or the all-new Cherokee Latitude 4x4, just $28,700. It's Operation Elimination at Carson City Jeep, where Jeeps really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonCityJeep.com.
At Western Dental, taking care of you starts with listening. No matter what your needs, our helpful staff is here for you. Using the latest equipment, our team of skilled dentists will make sure you feel comfortable through each step of the process.
This is the right treatment for you.
Welcome to Western Dental. How can we take care of you?
Now offering most treatments at $99 per month and no interest payment plans. Call 775-852-9350 and schedule a visit today.
I'm Will Adams, owner of Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange. We pay the most cash in town for your broken jewelry, gold, silver, and other precious metals. We are Northern Nevada's number one pawn shop alternative. See us on Pyramid Way just north of I-80. Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange.
On our next broadcast, we'll be talking about the ramifications of Obamacare. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.